Waterboy, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is out of John chapter 7, verse 37 and 38. In the last day of that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." I was telling a group of athletes about Chris Long. He is the son of NFL Hall of Famer Howie Long. Chris followed his dad's footsteps and went into football. He played and for a couple of different teams. He actually won the Super Bowl rings for two different teams. One for the New England Patriots and then one for the Philadelphia Eagles. They were back-to-back Super Bowl wins with two different teams. Only a handful of NFL players can say that. It's what he's done after he's retired, though, that I want to talk to you about. He has started a foundation called the NFL Water Boys, and he had gone to, I think it was Angola in Africa, to Eastern Africa, and saw the effects of the drought that were taking place there, and became very concerned that massive numbers of people were dying of thirst in our world today. And so he joined together with some other NFL players, coaches, and just regular people that want to give and make a difference, and they are digging the deep bore well holes that are powered by solar panels, providing water to nearly 500,000 people have fresh, clean drinking water because of this organization called Water Boys. God, Jesus here is speaking about how he is a source of living water, and you and I, as we drink from the Holy Spirit, as we have vital, vibrant connection with the Holy Spirit of God, we provide a kind of conduit to the living water to others that are around us. We become a source of refreshing to them. We bring them that life-giving, replenishing, refreshing water of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, that imagery of water is used for cleansing. Water is used to keep us alive. It hydrates us. In the spirit realm, that water is this refreshing, cleansing action of the Holy Spirit. When you come into a situation, you come in and you meet people that are exhausted and they need connection with God. They don't understand it, but they need it. And so as you connect with them, you connect them to God. And you are doing as great a service to them as Chris Long is doing to these individuals in Africa that are finally having access to fresh, clean drinking water. Your friends and family can have access to the work and person of the Holy Spirit as you stay vitally connected to the Holy Spirit. So I hope you'll learn to be one of God's water boys or water girls. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, I thank you for this day. Pray that you would bless these that are under the sound of my voice. Let them rest well. Use them in a mighty, dynamic way within your kingdom. Allow them to know that you care for them and that you are with them as they minister to those around them. Allow their very presence to be a source of refreshing. Give us your strength in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great night.